Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. It's a special Friday edition of the show. I'm very excited to announce. Really, really looking forward to tonight. Our guest for tonight, all the way from way out west in Arizona, is Mr. Jonathan Kaverick. Jonathan, how are you?
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Always a lot of fun. So you've been busy, my friend. Busy, busy, busy. You have a new album out. How exciting is this?
Yeah. New album, new video, other videos, and other live performances on the way. So yeah, it's been pretty nuts the last couple of months, and the next few months are going to be even more intense.
Well, that's crazy. That was awesome, though. It's awesome, you know, getting the work knocked out and whatnot. For those who don't know, we've had Jonathan on the show before. Jonathan's a pop singer, and just fantastic pop singer, I should say. Just really, really good music. And this new album, Blue Room, is more of the same in that vein. It's really, really good. Now, Jonathan, I didn't even know you were working on this last time you were on the show. How long has this been? I mean, this has been in it's got to take a little while because it's just so good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It takes me about a year to make an album, picking away at it and writing and recording and mixing and then remixing and all that kind of stuff. About a year, so I've been picking away at it.
Wow, that's very cool. Now, you last time you were on, we were talking about a new single you had out. You had a new video for it, and you've released a video for this as well. Of the track, we're going to be playing this track here in a little bit, which is a fantastic track called When You Come Around. Now, was this video shot there in Arizona or more L.A.?
This one was in Northern California with one of my director friends who's done other videos for me. Yeah, and it was raining that day, so we had to scrub shooting up in the mountains where we're going to film, and so we ended up filming under an overpass, a couple different overpasses in Northern California. So, and then the director is so creative that he was able to make all that work with the sun going down and the magic hour of the sun, even with the clouds out and stuff. He still made it really work well. So that's where we filmed it.
That's awesome. I like it. I like the video a lot. And yeah, I was wondering because I'm like, man, it's always got such, you know, the great thing about those underpasses is the, at least when I was watching your video, I was thinking about all the shadow and whatnot, where the shadow is just as important as the light in there, you know, and it's just a really cool video, really cool. I like it.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, are those
really
fun to do?
His director of photography also does the edits. So two of them filming and then Jessica was the one twirling around behind me, and she's a ballroom dancer, a professional ballroom dancer and a model. And so she was totally fun to work with. And so the two of us kind of fed off each other during the 2 days of shooting. And so that was her first video shoot. You never know it because she seems so natural on screen and stuff. But it was really good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I mean, you know, you've done a number of these now, and they just keep getting better, and they just keep getting better. The first one I saw was really good. You know, it started out in a really good place. So it's amazing. It's amazing. That's awesome. So the new album is out. People can pick it up on iTunes and wherever they buy digital music, right? It's all over the place.
That's right. I mean, we have physical ones if people want those too, and but most people are just doing the downloads. So yeah, they're available. I was trying to remember the last time we talked and what videos I had out at the time. I mean, I think you saw the January video and maybe the Pearl video. That was the beach video that we did. I was trying to remember.
I don't think I saw the Pearl one.
Go ahead. You're cutting out. What'd you say?
Oh, I don't think I saw the Pearl one. I think it was, it was with the little girl. The three phases of the little girl.
There comes a moment.
She grew
yeah.
up, kind of.
Good. So you did see.
Yeah, that was the one.
You did. We did talk since then. That's right. I was trying to remember when that is. That video. So that was my fourth, and now this when you come around, it's my fifth video. So over the course of a year and a half, all the directors have coached me up, and I can kind of see the progress throughout. So it's been totally fun to evolve in front of our eyes, as they say. So you saw that big one. You saw that Comes the Moment video.
Right, right. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really good. And it's the music's really good as well. You know, I mean, we're talking a lot, folks, about the video just because it's neat and exciting, and it's, you know, I'll just say it's kind of artsy, and you know, I dig that kind of stuff. But the music is just fantastic as well. Very, very good. I listened to the album in its entirety, and man, the whole album is just great. You know, just one track in front of the other. A year. Wow. So now let me ask you, do you have like a lot of musicians I know, they'll have like a kind of a lot of cards in their hand. They'll have a lot of tracks or whatnot, and they say, okay, this will go good in this album, and so will this one. I mean, do you have a lot to, or do you sit down and it's a fresh canvas, so to speak, and you're like, we're doing this all from point A to point Z or whatever, when you go about
That's
making
That's a good
examples.
Question. I have written about 400 songs, so it depends on how I want to put together a collection, what I think would work well. A lot of times I'll have a collection of, I don't know, six or seven songs, and then I'll write new ones to kind of match up with the same sound that I'm working on. That's kind of what happened here.
That's cool. It's like picking paintings for an art show or something. And then sometimes
that's a good analogy, exactly.
I've done that, and then like I need a couple, and I'm like, these don't match at all. I'm not gonna sleep for the next week. I gotta knock some out. Happened. I do not lie. But that's cool, man. 400 songs. Holy smoly. That and they're all about his ex-girlfriend. I'm kidding, folks. I'm teasing.
Most of them are made up. Most of them are made up stories.
That's right. He's not that kind of singer. Oh, man. So that's very, very cool. Now, I like this this album, and I should say Blue Room is the name of the album, folks. And, before we get to, I want to let people know where they can get it. We have a link up, kavermusic.com, Kaver, I should say, music.com. And it's on our show page and also on my website. When you get over there, you can direct right to iTunes. That's all you got to do. And if you're on Facebook and you're on Jonathan's Facebook page, it's very easy, actually. smartearl.it/Blue Room iTunes. That'll get you right there. We're going to have that link actually up on the show page as soon as the show's over. We should have had that on there. I don't know why it's not, but it will be directly. It would be now, but I can't do it during the show. But that gets you right to the iTunes of Blue Room. And that's cool, man. That is cool. So when was this released, Jonathan? Just recently, right?
Yeah, so the whole album came out about a couple of weeks ago digitally, and the single came out about a week or so before that with the video and all that.
Wow.
So we've been kind of staging things. I had some stuff kind of in the works, and then Chip and Chris and I at Miles High coordinated the timing, and then so here we are. But yeah, that was the beginning of the promotion effort for this one, and getting ready to film a live video at the end of June. And before that, we're going to do some B-roll shots around the Tempe and Phoenix area to go along with the live video shoot. So it'll be like a live setting where I'm dealing with the band, and then it segues into some other stuff, and then back to the band shots and stuff. It'll just be like a hybrid music video slash live video. That's gonna be taking place over the next month, and then I'm going back over to Hollywood to do some tracking, and also start getting another a bunch of band members over there to play over in the Hollywood area. So that, and then we have another video we're making probably in the July time frame. I'll be going up to San Francisco. We're going to film a song, Far Away. That's kind of a moody song that's on the album, and we're going to do some like by the harbor and almost like a James Bond style one where I'm wearing a tux, and that same actress will be in that. She's going to have dark hair and dark makeup, and she'll be like a villain Bond girl or something like that. It's going to be totally like a campy kind of a Bond thing. It's going to be totally fun.
I hear you. Man, so, Jonathan, you probably are like me. This week, speaking of James Bond, this week, the passing of Roger Moore, oh my gosh, hit me a little hard. You know, it was almost, I don't know, I was going to say almost like when Leonard Nimoy hit my nerd side hard when he passed. But I was always a big Roger Moore fan when it came to the James Bond. How about you? Were you a Roger Moore or more of a Sean Connery or Pierce Brosnan and the newer ones?
Yeah, I like Daniel Craig a lot. I think he's done something different with the franchise than the others. It's still a little bit campy every now and then, but he made it more like Fast and Furious kind of action, a little more serious drama kind of stuff. And I think he updated it definitely for today, and I really love the movies that he's made. And I think he's probably my favorite after all is said and done. But Pierce Brosnan, I picked him years and years ago when he was doing Remington Steele. I thought that would be a perfect Bond, right? And it took a while because they had that other guy, Timothy Dalton, was in there while Pierce Brosnan was waiting out his contract in Remington Steele. They had Timothy Dalton in for a while there. But I did like Roger Moore. I don't know. I know there's always that debate with the hardcore Bond fans. I kind of put Roger Moore and Sean Connery together. And then I had those other suave guys kind of after that. And of the other guys after that, I think Daniel Craig is the best.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you, out of all my friends, Jonathan, if anybody's going to be an international spy, I'm thinking you're there. You know, you travel around doing music and whatnot, and that's kind of the cover. And I think this would be good. I could see a movie of like this, you know. Good stuff.
I don't know. That's funny you say that, because I don't think I'd ever could be a CIA guy, because even when I changed my name to like Jonathan because of my name conflict, and I had to come up with my name, sometimes I don't always answer to it. So I don't think I'd be a very good spy to answer to a name.
I hear you, but you got the look, you know. You got that jaw, that look. It's good. It's good. You know, either that or a rock star. You know, either or, it'll work. You know.
That's funny.
But it's good that you're doing all this filming. I'm glad. I want to see the one you're going to be making soon. That sounds cool as heck. Good stuff. Well, that's cool,
Thank you. I'm balancing the video stuff. It's nice to have the content out there, but I'm also really pressing to play a lot more shows. Chris and Chip and I have talked about that, and that's what we're focused on, as well as the other content that we can post. And when I'm recording over in Hollywood soon, we're going to do a little bit of filming for like a little documentary. We'll do just more stuff to keep people who watch the social media sites, keep them interested, and there's always some different angle. And that's why I like the video stuff, because it gives that element, but also the playing live element. I really love playing live for an audience and getting that immediate reaction to the songs. And it's funny, because I just did a show a few weeks ago, and I played some cover songs, some of the ones I've released on iTunes that are on the website and also and on Amazon. And I play those songs, and I play my songs, and then I get a nice, respectable applause and all that stuff after I finish the song. And then I do When You Come Around, just kind of out of the blue, throw that song in, and it gets this wild ovation. I'm like, what is the deal with that song? Right? As the artist, what's the deal with that? I mean, it's just another one of my songs, so what's the deal? And I don't know, I think it really resonates with people, and the video is nice to have a video that goes along with that.
Well, it's awesome. Well, let's play. Let's give people a taste of it. This is the new single. And like we said, folks, it's fantastic. It's a great song as well. This is When You Come Around. Very, very cool. Here it is. Like I said, folks, fantastic track. When You Come Around, Jonathan Caver. Very, very good stuff. I like that, Jonathan, a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. Yeah, thanks a lot.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, I want to ask you, do you have a specific way, like this is a fantastic track. Do you just sit down like with a pad and paper or a note to self, like, you know, like the guy from Twin Peaks or something, and just like knock out a melody or a song? How does that come about? You know, is it a real involved, immersive process? Or do you
comes,
just do it?
Yeah, it comes in different ways.
Say,
I'll write a song.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll write a song with acoustic guitar typically, but it's confusing. Going through that creative process, it's almost like you're a conduit of the creative spirit kind of coming through you, and it's really kind of difficult to channel all three things, and the three things are the chord progression, the melody that hangs above it, and the lyrics. And the character kind of comes with the lyrics. As it's kind of passing through me, as they would say. But it's
right.
Really hard to kind of channel all three things. So typically what I'll do is maybe the chord progression comes with the melody, don't necessarily have the lyrics, and I'll just kind of hum a melody above the progression. Or sometimes I'll have lyrics that I'll write ahead of time without the chord progression or melody, And I'll take those lyrics and try to fit them with what's coming with the melody and the guitar parts that are kind of now coming in that other stream of consciousness moment of creativity. So this helps to have one of the three elements kind of done up front in order to make it easier.
I gotcha. You know, when I work on a painting, it's kind of the same thing. It's, I draw it out, and man, I got to tell you, Jonathan, sometimes I'll get about halfway through it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't think this is going to work out. And then I always remember, I used to have a friend of mine who had a drinking problem. He was a drinker. And bless his heart, he went through, recovery, went through AA and all that. But he had something he would always say whenever he was questioning his sobriety. He'd always, and I don't know if this is an AA thing or what, but he'd always say, trust the process, trust the process. I'd hear him say that a lot. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it sunk into my head or something, but when I'm working, sometimes when I start questioning the project, I'll go, trust the process, trust the process. And it kind of works out, you know, it helps. So there you go. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good framework. I think with what you're doing and what I'm doing, there's a lot of commonality. I think we touched on that last time a little bit. But I find if I'm frustrated with like creating something from scratch, for me, there's always tons of work to go back and do edits on other songs that are further along, because edits for me when I'm like taking a guitar part on its own track and maybe I missed a strum slightly off, I'll go find that part and move it over. I call it audio janitor, where I'm going in there and kind of cleaning and tidying things up a bit, dusting things off, getting the fit with the drum parts and the bass parts and moving things around. That's a different skill set. And sometimes the process of doing that then triggers the other piece that now comes alive if I were stuck with something. I don't know. So there's always something to do that you can kind of go divert. Yeah.
Well, that's what you had given me that advice last time you were on. You're like, sometimes just walk away from it for a little bit, you know? And actually, since you've been on, I've done that a couple times. And Jonathan, you were right. You know, you were absolutely right. Sometimes it's better just to get a fresh breath before you plunge back in there. You know what I mean? But it works. But you can't sit on your laurels, you know? You can't sit on your laurels. You got to get it off. You're right. There's always work to be done. Always work to be done. Now, when we were talking during the last track when I was playing, people might not know. Yes, we can talk off the air, and those conversations are very interesting sometimes. But you had told me something interesting about the last video and somebody you had met. Why don't you tell us all about that now, Jonathan? Because I think it's going to be a good story.
It was kind of a funny synchronicity moment. It was a couple of videos back when I was doing the Pearl video in Hollywood. And I was in the makeup chair, and Yuki is this charming makeup artist lady, and she was doing my makeup. And she says to me, you know, your jawline kind of looks like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Shut up. And she's like, no, really, it does. So that was on a Saturday. And then Sunday we got rained out. And so I had to fly home, and I flew back the next weekend. And so I was at the hotel, had some dinner, crashed. Next morning, get up for breakfast before we went over to the beach to go on set to do the second day. It was just a week later. So the hostess takes us into the little the area where we're eating at the hotel, sits us down, and then right next to me, I mean like a foot away, is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow. There you go. It manifested.
Right.
That's awesome.
And it was really funny because he was sitting there telling dirty jokes to his daughter, and maybe I think it was her friends and stuff, but I didn't bug him. There were a couple of people that wanted to talk to him, but I just got the feeling that, you know, he wanted to have some quality time with the family. And if the hostess had introduced us or something, it would have been cool. We actually had a common friend from years ago when he was working out in Venice Beach. My old chiropractor and him used to work out together. So we would have had that funny moment of talking about my old Dr. Davis contact. That would have been something different than maybe his normal fans would say and stuff. But, you know, and I was also mentioning off the air that I just finished his audiobook. I guess it came up a couple of years ago. It came out, and it's just, oh my God, the guy It starts from when he was in Austria to after he gets out of the governorship, and it's just amazing life that guy's had. And
oh,
he
yeah.
found a way to work with all kinds of different people to get things done that were the right things to do. And it was just amazing to hear his take on his own journey and how he went through all that. It was so now, a year later, after now listening to his story, it would be different to run into him now. But, yeah, on set and then the next week to then have him sitting right next to me, a very weird synchronicity moment.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking also about we both have a love of these autobiographies and whatnot. I personally find it very inspiring. That's one of the things, Jonathan, I mean, I find you inspiring as well. I love doing my show because a couple times a week, man, I'm talking to people that are doing stuff. They're not just talking about doing stuff. They're doing it, man. They're making it happen. And I have those mornings where I get up and I go, well, I don't know if I want to do this today. And then I think, well, Jonathan would be doing it today, so come on, let's go. Let's go.
I don't know. Maybe it's silly, you know. But sometimes in my mind, I look over, I kind of feel like I see this illusion of like an hourglass with the sands of time kind of trickling through the middle and piling up in the bottom, and the sand at the top is not as high as it used to be. And I just feel like, oh my God, I got to get this stuff done. So every day I feel like I'm trying to push myself to get something else done on my music career. You know, I have all these other interests as well and try to keep the balance. But I appreciate you recognizing that and feeling some level of motivation. In fact, that's what a lot of the songs are about trying to find a way to summon that energy and to, for me to find a way to inspire people to be who they believe in their core they can be. A lot of times people give up on their dreams and don't necessarily follow through for all kinds of reasons, fear of failure, fear of being teased by their friends or their family, whatever. I find that, you know, you just do that stuff, and a lot of that is just other people's baggage and them not wanting to do it, and they project it on you. I'm not doing all this stuff for them. I'm doing it because of a promise I made to myself, and it's really, really nice when it resonates with other people, because I'm doing it because I like to do it and I like what I do. And now that I'm doing all the videos and all the content that's getting out there, it's really, really rewarding for people to find a connection to it. And like the words you said, inspire and motivate you. That's awesome. That's like a plus.
That's very cool. Now I know you, you're also into athletics, professional, or semi-pro, I guess. I don't even know how that ranking goes. It's like trying to figure out ranks in the Navy or something. You do athletics. You're a tennis player and whatnot. Do you think that like some of that attitude and that energy comes from having a background in athletics, in sports?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, earlier I played in a lot of team sports. I played semi-pro baseball. I played soccer at a pretty high level when I was really, really young. But then, tennis I picked up fairly recently in the last, 10 years. And I just felt like tennis, because it's such an individual sport, although you have a team with the coaches and physical trainers and stuff around you, it's so individual that you have to almost be your own self-critic and your own coach to keep you going. I think that the stack effect and the compounding effect of that time of picking something I don't do well and then really, really working on it and repetition to get it to the point where now it's a strength, I think you're right. It does carry over to other pieces of my life, and especially music. I think as I was going through the tennis thing and then leaving iTalk and now doing my solo thing, I think those two went hand in hand, because the solo thing was all me, just like tennis. But I also really had to take multiple hats and be very critical about what I was doing to be able to put my best foot forward. And I think that experience as an athlete at a high level with all the fantastic coaches I had to really sit together and make my performance athletically better, I've carried over to musically. And that's, one of the things that I do with my engineer and the rest of the teammates on the overall promotion team. So we do those kinds of things to build the brand, to make it better and better, and we have a vision with what we're doing, and we continue to march forward to execute the goals and the vision we have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then you were one of the people that, you know, and it's funny because I talked to people. I don't want to name names or anything, but I know people that that employ a PR company, a promotions company, and they don't – you do it right. You guys have – you have a plan. You're involved in it. It's like, okay, we're moving the ball down the field, and this is how we're going to get to that goal. And I think it's – that's how you should do it. You know, it's fantastic. But I've known some people that hire people, and then they don't do that. I'm like, well, what do you – you just throw money away. You know, I mean, come on. Let's – you know.
Right.
It's let's get with it. Get that hustle on, you know. You got to do it. And I
think it's a fine balance, though, because I have an undergrad in marketing. I have an MBA. So I have a business mind. But I also know enough where my skills end and their skills take over. And so I like to work with people who do what they do really well, not just the PR stuff, but all the video stuff, the engineer I work with. They have a skill set that I don't have, and so I don't want to tell them what to do. I like to work with people who do what they do really well and let them go do it.
Right. I think that's brilliant. Brilliant. And it shows. It shows. It shows. I mean, you know, I get a pack, you know, I get a press kit before we do the show and whatnot, and I look at it, and I'm like, man, look at these photos that came in Jonathan's picture. These are fantastic, you know. But you can really tell that,
yeah.
You know, this wasn't done with an Instamatic. This is, you know, they were probably big umbrellas and silver board. You know, you always see the photographers, you know, professional stuff, you know, and I think that's good. It shows to me, at least.
Thank you very much.
I think it's good stuff.
I'll tell the team you said that. I have a number of photographers, and the ones you're talking about, like the Blue Room cover with the extra blue on there, and then you probably have the media card that shows me walking down like a dusty street, like I'm in Westworld, the new HBO series or something.
Right.
Is that the one you're looking at, or are you looking at some of the other pictures?
Yeah. No, that's it. You knew it, Jonathan.
I see it, yeah. I'm like the broody Westworld. I'm like the broody
that's
guy,
awesome.
The guy coming in, the stranger Clint Eastwood guy coming in out of nowhere with like a stogie coming out of my lips or something, right? So I just, yeah, and the team I have, the photographers are excellent, and they can help us. And a lot of times what we do is we go to a location, then we improvise. And their eyes are good. I just let them do what they do. And I just try to ham it up for the camera so they get a couple good shots that we then can use for later on for the promotional stuff, and now you're looking at it. So, yeah, thanks for noticing the level of quality that the team puts together.
It's outstanding. Outstanding. Like I said, very inspiring, very inspiring. Hey, you mentioned that, you know, you've been playing live a little bit and whatnot, and I'm looking at your website here, kavermusic.com, I should say. And then when you get there, folks, if you click on the top of the page, click on tour date, and you'll be on the page I'm at, and you've got a show coming up next month, there in Chandler, right?
Yeah, that's the one that we're going to – the first half will be me playing acoustic with some backing tracks or just acoustic by myself, some songs from both Premiere and from Blue Room. And then the second half will be a video shoot. So that's where we have a couple of guys coming on stage, and we'll take – we're going to film the song Phoenix, and that's the time we're going to be playing for the camera and the camera crew will come in and take a bunch of different passes of us playing the song, and we'll combine those images and performances with the B-roll that we do. I film the B-roll stuff in a couple of weeks. In fact, next weekend. And that's going to be around Tempe Town Lake and Tempe, and also around Camelback Mountain in Scottsdale. Just some cool, you know, cactus and B-roll stuff that will interweave with the live performance. So we're going to make it kind of a twofer. Going to be a live performance acoustic set plus a video shoot so that people can see us do that, both of those things in person, because a lot of times our video shoots are closed or just we're just winging it.
Right.
There's no one there with us, so it's nice to have people there along with us to join in on the adventure.
Well, I'm telling you, that's pretty exciting, pretty cool. If I was there, I would definitely be there. And, you know, ladies, what an excuse to wear that new dress, you know. There you go. Guys, throw in a tie when you go out. You know, this is professional here. We're filming a video. That's cool, man. That's because you're right. You don't see that stuff often. You know, I bet there wasn't a bunch of people because I didn't see them walking around under that underpass. You know. Did you have to – hey, let me ask
there
you this.
Some, we took them
that
out
was
of
pretty
the shoot.
Cool.
That's funny. You know, and when we were kids, actually, we had an opportunity to be at a Duran Duran shoot. The Reflex video was filmed
really?
When we were kids, and we were we managed to somehow get some tickets so we could be there when that video. It looked like a regular show, but it was just a lot of staged shots with them playing live. And so we were there a whole afternoon at the Oakland Coliseum in the Bay Area watching Duran Duran film The Reflex, and it became that huge video for them, and we were there. And that was the only time that I've really kind of experienced that thing other than what I'm doing now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That is one of those songs, no matter what's going on, if we're in the car, me and Danny, and The Reflex comes on, man, she is – that the radio is going up, and she is singing along. You would think she's a backup singer in that. she just loves it, you know? And you know, I don't want to point out that she was 4 years old when the video came out or when that song was released, but doesn't matter. She wasn't. Somebody just got me as a gift. They sent me, and I don't even know why, but they got me a copy of Arena, the vinyl, which I had when I was a kid, when I was younger. But yeah, you know, and it had the poster thing inside, the little book you could pull out. It's pretty neat. Whoever sent that, thank you very
right.
much.
That was the tour. That was
I
the same
like
tour, right?
Yeah, yeah. When we were doing kind of a Mad Max, but still looking really good, you know. That was cool.
Oh, right,
I
the
like
Wild
it.
Boys song and all that. Yeah, exactly. I think at the time that was one of the most expensive videos that was ever made.
You just read my mind. I was thinking to myself, man, that video wasn't cheap to make. That.
No, I think it was the most expensive videos ever made at that time. And then, you know, Michael Jackson surpassed it later on or whatever, but that was a pretty expensive video. And I think I read that in John Taylor's book. He had an autobiography a while ago I read. It was really good.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. It's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
And that's the other thing that we're going to share with the listeners, right? Autobiographies. I listen to a lot of those. I think I've been through, I was counting them up earlier,
right?
20 this year so far of different successful people and the common elements.
And it's only May.
Yeah.
But it's cool, though, because you get ideas. You know, you get ideas. Not that you want to ape somebody, what somebody else has done, unless it's, you know, making them a lot of money and doing real well and getting moving the ball down the field. But I do the
right.
same thing, man. I will take a good idea from anywhere. You know, if it's a good idea, you know. Oh, you want a painting? Do you want to supersize that? No, I don't supersize the
exactly.
art.
Exactly.
It's not a bad idea. You know, I love that kind of stuff. Because you have to. You know, you have to be aware, and you have to be able, in any type of business, especially if you're in the creative world, you have to adapt, it seems, almost on a daily basis. You know, social media, that's a, you know, I didn't see it coming, man. But we've adapted to it now. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, before we get too far afield, I want to mention that's going to be at the Tableau Coffee and Wine Bar, June 24th, folks. So, you know, get dolled up. What a great night. What a great date night that's going to be, man. You go see a show and then a video being filmed. I'm telling you, if you're in Chandler, Arizona area, folks, get out for that. That's a winner date. I'm telling you right now, your gal will be impressed. Trust me on this thing. Whenever they see rock stars and cameras, they like that. Very true. Almost as good as jewelry, you know. Second. Very, very cool. Now, you have you ever thought about writing a book, an autobiography? You think you're going to get to that point?
Yeah, probably later. I have a lot of stuff that I think I got to keep my head down and do. That would be probably a pretty big distraction right now. But yeah, one day.
I got you.
I think that I think I want to see this thing manifest the way I think it's going to play out, and then it'll be really worth like charting the journey that it has taken to get to where I think it's going to go. And so I appreciate the thought, and I have thought of it, but I think later, probably later.
I hear you. I hear you, Jonathan. I would read it. I would read it. Hey, let's play another track. I'm going to play another track off the album. This is the title track, right? Track number one, Blue Room. Should we play it and then talk about it, or you want to talk about it first? Do a setup.
Let's play it first.
So to speak. Okay, let's play it first. Here it is, folks. This is Blue Room. Check this out. Title track. Fantastic track. Here it is. Money, the only life she knows. track of the new Jonathan Cavera album. Fantastic, fantastic track, Jonathan. Good, good stuff.
Thank you. Thanks
now,
a lot. Yeah. I mean, that song I wrote a while ago. Sorry, I was talking over you. Go ahead.
No, no, I was. You were answering the question. You knew what I was going to ask right before I, even before I said it. I was. So yeah, go ahead. I was just saying, like, is that one of the new ones you wrote, written, or one that you'd had in your deck of cards there?
It was in the deck of cards. I wrote it a while ago. It was about, I was watching, I think I saw a documentary, then I got a book on Picasso. And it was about his Blue period. And this particular painting was called Blue Room. And it was about it. To me, I made a story about it, and there may have been something there, but like a little blurb, but it was mostly about the desperate times that were going on where he was living at the time. But I wrote a story about what I saw in the images, and the story I came up with was it was a prostitute in either a brothel or just a room, and it looked to me like she was bending over, pulling up her stocking. And there was money on the table, like she had just finished a transaction. And there was a window. And it looked to me like there was a hill outside the window and a steeple, like a church steeple on the hill. And to me, that, in my mind, I made up like a juxtaposition between her selling her soul there and perhaps redeeming her soul with the steeple on the hill and this kind of thing. So then I wrote a story about her dreaming of a new life once she gets beyond this moment she's in her life. And I wrote a couple abstract phrases and stuff, and then eventually figured out ways to make it rhyme, and it became that song. And I've recorded it a couple of different times. But this version I liked the most, and it became the title track. So that's what that song's about.
That's cool, man. That is cool. Now see, there you go, guys. that is how you write a song. Fantastic. I love it. I love doing this show, Jonathan, because I find out all this kind of behind the scenes stuff. It's so interesting to me. Very cool. Oh man. Now everybody, I can hear people clicking on Google right now, looking up that painting. Fantastic. Oh, very, very cool. Well, that's amazing, man. So we mentioned the upcoming show in Chandler. And you think you'll have some LA dates coming up? Nothing yet firmed up yet, right? That we can talk about, but definitely some stuff happening in that market.
Yeah, eventually I'll be playing over in LA, but I'm still putting the band together to be able to do that over there. I got a couple people I'm going to go talk to in a couple weeks when I'm out there, see if it's a match. There's so many excellent musicians, and I'm working with a local school to help me find some musicians that would match my style and look and all that kind of stuff. And I'm meeting up with them when I go over, and I'm just thinking of things, and then I meet people, and it's all kind of happening organically, and I'm really just enjoying the journey. For now, I'm doing that to get ready to do shows with the band, And over here in Arizona, I do like these acoustic shows by myself in coffee shops and wine bars. And every now and then I'll have some musicians come up on stage with me and we'll do a song or two. I'm just really enjoying the development process of watching it happen. Back in the day, there used to be a lot of labels that would sign bands, the Eagles, mm-hmm. Jackson Browne, and they would, you know, Fleetwood Mac for that matter, and they would develop the artists. And would,
right.
Whereas now the majors, they want you to be ready. So to me, what right. what Chip and Chris and I are doing with Miles High Production and what I'm doing with my little label is together we're developing me as an artist, and we're watching and we're charting my progress, and we're getting better and better. So then we're ready to go take on the next steps and go reach for that next rung on the ladder. So that's what we're doing. We're developing Jonathan as a brand and moving on to bigger and better things. But it's a process. And some people get
right.
the opportunity to develop themselves, and others don't get a chance, and it's tough. But I'm just enjoying the process of seeing and looking back at what we've done over the last year, and it's been really just a totally fun experience.
See, and that's very cool. When you can look back and you can see progress that has been made, you know, it's just encouraging and inspiring, and that's a cool thing. That's a cool thing. And, you know, you definitely can. You definitely can. And, you know, it's just going to go up, Jonathan. It's just going to go up. You know, like anything, you get out what you put in, and you're putting in a lot. And so I have no reservations in where it'll go. I think you and I are kind of on the same page as that. You know, it's very, very cool.
Well, thank you very much,
cool,
Jamie. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking at the time, and it's about that time. Man, they always go by so quick when you're on the show, John. Always goes by so quick. But just fantastic. Break a leg at the show, and you know, I'm sure everything in the filming in Northern California and the B-roll stuff in Arizona is going to go real well too. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And folks, I want to mention before we go, if you're in a band or a musician of some sort in the creative world, and you need some help on the PR side of things. We have a link also to Miles High Production. So I don't know how that business works, but I know that if you're trying to do something, these are good guys to have in your corner. So, you know, get a hold of them and start doing it, man. They'll help you do it. This is what we're talking about. Get good people. Work with good people, and these are good people. So there you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, Jonathan, I can't wait till you're on again. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Anytime, my friend. I forgot to add this in there, so we're going to add it in now. Anyway, this episode will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. If you are listening to iTunes in the future, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be, man. The view is always better from above. Just a constant in the universe. So have a great night, and we will talk to everybody later. And, folks, that's going to wrap it up for today. Today is Friday. I've got the weekend off, big holiday weekend. Everybody be safe. I was at the grocery market earlier, and I saw a big fireworks display. All I'm going to say on that, I'm not trying to be an old man and lecture yet. Just, you know, be smart. Know what the hell you're doing. You don't want to walk around with a hook hand or something. You know what I mean? If you didn't have to. So have a good weekend, everybody. Holiday weekend. We will be back next Tuesday. And we're going to have, you've heard our commercials on our show many times for a couple years now. We're going to have Allison Metal Babe Cohen, owner of MetalBabeMayhem.com, cool rock and roll clothing store. So we will see you then. Have a great night, Jonathan. And everybody, get out there and pick
you
up Blue Room.
That's a
fantastic. Yeah, have a good one. Talk to everybody soon. Have a good weekend. We will see you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.